You're listening to SBS News.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton is facing a potential vote of no confidence in federal parliament over the visa for au pair affair. Mr Dutton is being questioned over his personal intervention in two visa cases to save European nannies from deportation in 2015. The cases relate to an Italian au pair linked to one of his former Queensland police colleagues and a French woman who worked for a relative of AFL boss Gillon McLachlan. Greens MP Adam Bant says he will move the no-confidence motion when Parliament resumes next week, with fellow crossbencher Andrew Wilkie and Labor set to support him. Mr Bant has told the ABC Mr Dutton misled Parliament by saying earlier he had no personal connection to the cases.
I asked him earlier on this year, can you rule out any connection between you and the people that you helped out with the au pairs? Peter Dutton stood up in Parliament and categorically ruled out any personal connection between him and the people he helped with au pairs. Then he went on radio and said that one of those people was a former police colleague of his. Now, you can't square those answers. He's been given opportunity after opportunity to correct himself, and he hasn't. He has misled Parliament. It is a very serious thing for a minister to do, and he needs to stand down, because if he's misleading Parliament about this, who knows what else he's misleading Parliament about.
But Mr Dutton has strenuously denied he has any personal links to the two cases. He has told Channel 7 he was acting impartially.
There were two cases. One bloke I've never met. The other bloke I was, I worked as a police officer with him in 1998-99. I left the Queensland Police after 10 years of service there in July of 99.
Yep.
He didn't have my mobile phone number, didn't have my private email address, sent the request to have a look at this case through to, I think, our Facebook page. My publicly available email address. So there's no personal link there.
The Home Affairs Minister says Adam Bant's call for a no-confidence motion is only a ploy from the Greens MP to stay relevant.
Adam's been against me cancelling visas of bikies, of criminals. He's against us, obviously, on the strong border protection policies that we have. And I just think, this is a move by him in some sort of desperate act of trying to be relevant. I don't think he is. I think people see through it. This is just a proxy for those gripes.
The vote could be close, with the government's numbers in the House of Representatives diminished by former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's resignation and Kevin Hogan's move to the crossbench. Mr Bant says he cannot confirm the names of all who would support his motion.
I think the numbers are quite fluid on the floor, and at the moment the support for this motion is growing, and I'll be continuing to have conversations with crossbenchers.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says the Labor Party will support the motion. He says the lack of transparency is concerning.
I think this au pair scandal has dragged on and we haven't heard all the answers, and let's get to the heart of the matter. Ministers can, under the immigration laws, can exercise discretion. But when you get a discretion exercised within 6 hours because someone powerful contacts you from the AFL, I'm not sure that fast-track approach exists for all Australians. It's the inconsistency which I think has got people cheesed off.
Mr Dutton has threatened to change direction and release a list of Labor MPs who, he says, have asked him for help on visa issues. He says the opposition has sought his help on questionable cases.
The Labor Party have made plenty of presentations, so don't try and make out that I've acted outside of the rules, which I haven't. I think some of the cases you'll have a look at that Labor's presented, there are links back to unions that have made donations to the Labor Party.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the no-confidence motion is only an effort from the Greens and Labor to disrupt Parliament. He says Peter Dutton has the support of the party and the public.
Now, I know the Greens don't have any confidence in Mr Dutton on border protection. The Australian public have no confidence in the Labor Party or the Greens when it comes to border protection and keeping Australians safe. So when it comes to questions of confidence in Mr Dutton, I believe he has the confidence of the Australian people and certainly of his team to ensure that we keep our borders secure.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.